we gather here once a year. On the yahrzeit of Rav David Bar Ezra, who was Mashgiach in the yeshiva for many years, Mashgiach and a Magid Shir, both together. And to, first of all, the Ilun Yishmosai, to be a schus for his neshome, which mechayev at halkos hatoiv, and also to learn from him, learn from his ways. Everyone, the yeshiva has a stamp of Rav David in it. Everyone, until this day, there's an influence of Rav David, not just the seder hatfilas, the way the davening, the order of the tefillas, the psukah dezimra in the morning, is all for the brachas and psukah dezimra is from his institution. And many other minhogim, yom neroim, they're from him. But the ikir is the yir shemaim that he put into the yeshiva. He was a talmid of Rabbi Ruchem, the Mir Yeshiva, and Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein. And he was moiser their Torah to the next generation, the American Bochum, who had no contact with European Jewry, European Talmid Chachomim, but he was moiser, he was a link of the European Dolei HaMusar, brought that Musar to the Bnei Torah of America, in particular to the Bnei Torah of Yeshiva here. He meant Yira ein Torah. There's no Yira, there's no Torah, mein Torah ein Yira. The Chorah is a stira. He meant Yira ein Torah, that means without Yira, Yira begins. Ein Torah, then it says mein Torah ein Yira. So it means it doesn't begin with Yira, it begins with Torah. It's a stira min erbe. That's what it says in the Mishnah though. Mein Yira ein Torah, mein Torah ein Yira. The pshat is that to begin Torah, you have to have Yira Shemaim, you have to have Emunah. And then to learn Torah, you have to have a Kavoneh to bring it out into Lamaise, into Yira Lamaise. You mean Yira in Torah, if you don't have Emunah to begin with, which is Yira Shemaim, you cannot learn Torah. And if you don't have the Machshova, the ultimate goal to carry out the Torah into Lamaise, you mean Yira in Torah. There's no Torah. Main Torah in Yira. If there's no Torah, you can't. If there's no Torah, you can't carry it out into the ultimate Maisa, into the year of Shemaim of the Maisa, of the Kima Mitzvahs. You need both things. You need Yira Shemaim, beginning Emunah, then you have to have the Kavoneh, ultimately to carry out the Torah Amas Lasos. You mean Torah in Yira. If there's no Torah, there's no Yira. Without Torah, you can't have Yira. As we saw. Mashgiach Zechir Levroche. His Dveikus in Yiren, his Dveikus in Torah. The Shir that he said every day was his Torah, and the Shmuz that he said every week was the Yira Shemaim, and that was a stamp in the yeshiva of Rav David, which lasted through all the generations. And now we gather to be ma'orer ourselves to this inyan of Rav David's hashpoa, and that we should continue this hashpoa and be able to learn our Torah mitoch yira, mitoch the yira which precedes Torah and the yira which proceeds Torah. Both. That's the koyach of Rav David. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'emesin bench us that we should be zoiche to continue his legacy, continue his mesiras that he had from the European mashgichim, and to be able to live our lives according to Emunah, according to Yira, and according to Lamaisa, carrying out the Torah into Lamaisa.
Thank you. Bershus Roish HaYeshiva, Maronov, Rabonov, Raboisai. It's a tremendous chus to stand here and to be able to give over Divrei Torah in the sugyas that Yeshiva is learning from the Zeidim, Mareinu, Rab David, Ben Abezer, Zechorin Levrocha, and the Rebbeinu Shalom Shehelp, that should be a Nachas Ruach, a Na'ili Neshoma, Sifsois of Yerdoi Vizbekever. The Gemara in Bamitzia Dav Gimel, Toni Rab Chia, Moni Li Biyodcha, V'halo Ime Ein Lecho Biyodi Klum. Reuven is Tevei Hashimin Amona, and Shimin is Koyfa HaKoyl. Koyfa HaKoyl is Potter from Meshvur, Koyfa HaKoyl is Potter from Tashlum and Afra Meshvur. V'aidim Me'idin Oysa Sheyesh Lechamishim Zuz, and the Eidim Me'id that is Chayiv Chamishim, a Chelik of the Tviya. Noisin lechamishim zuz, he pays those chamishim zuz, for Yeshov al Hashar, Yishai v'shvu de Reise on the other chamishim zuz. Shaloi te adoas piv gedoyle me adoas eidim ikal v'choyme. For moide me miktsas atayin is chai v'shvu de Reise, kal v'choyme adoas eidim on miktsa atayin is chai v'shvu de Reise. V'tone tune, we have a raif me mishne. Shnai moichzim v'talis. Zoi mani mitzosiyo, Vizoim ani mitzosiyo, zoim mekula shali, vizoim mekula shali. Taloche is yachloiku, and each one is chayev to make a shvua on the chelik of the talis that he's taking. Why is he making the shvua? What's mechayev him to make the shvua? V'ocha kivin the tafsi anan sadi, my the tofes haidi deyu, my the tofes haidi deyu. Each one has an anan sadi. That my detofes haidi day, Rashi says that means palga. Each one has an ansadi that half is his. So each one has a doas eidim on half, keneged the taina of the other one. Each one is being tevea kulashali, the other one is being koifa koil, and each one is bringing eidim that half of his taina is emes. And that's mechayev that shakenegdo yoshvu deirais ktoni yeshova. This is the Gemara learned, at least at this point, that the shvu of shnai moichs and the shvu deirais from the parish of Moide B'miksa, Taine, the parish of Hadoas Eidim. Rabbi Kivega asks a kasha. In the Gemara we see that it's Shaykh HaShvua Doirais by Shnai Moichsin, at least at this point in the Gemara. Shrek Rabbi Kivega a kasha. In the Mishnah we learn Zeo Imekula Shali, Vezeo Imechetzi Shali. The one that says Kula Shali takes 3/4, and the one that says Chet Shali takes 1/4. The one that makes it says Kula Shali makes a Shvua on 3/4, and the one that says Chetzi Shali makes a Shvua on a Revi'ah. Frekta Bikivege. The one that says Kula Shali is being Taveya, the whole thing. The other one is saying Chetzi Shali, he's being Moide B'miksas. A Poshta Moide B'miksas. We don't need to come on to Hadoas Eidim now. He's a Poshta Moide B'miksas Tainer. Oy Bazoi, he should be Chayv a Shvua Dei Reise. On the chet that he's claiming is his. If he's chayv a shvua, the raiz taloch is oy yishova oy shalem. Either he makes a shvua or he pays. If he doesn't make a shvua, he's chayv to pay. Lamaisa, in the Mishnah state, he makes a shvua on the revir. He's not making a shvua on the whole chatzi. Kumtois, on the other revir, he was chayv a shvua the raiz. And he's not making the shvua the raiz. If he's not making the shvua the raiz, then on the second revi'ah, he's chayiv to pay. B'toyra zvadai, not because of the din of yachloiku of the Mishnah, but because he's chayiv shvur deraisa, o yishov o yishalem. If he's chayiv to pay the second revi'ah, he's chayiv to give up the second revi'ah, b'toyra zvadai, so that's not part anymore of our sofik. That's not part of the toyin v'nitin. The toyin v'nitin now is only on the last revi'ah. Why is he getting the whole revi'ah? The klal is yachloiku. He's only supposed to get half of what he's claiming is his. He's claiming the chetzia is his, but on half of the chetzia, he has to give it up to the other one because he's chayv shvur deraisa, and he's not making the shvur deraisa. It's only left for him to tie in on the revi'ah. The other one's also saying the revi'ah is his. On that, there should be a din of yachloiku. Why is he getting the whole revi'ah? So, b'kiveg is kasha, based on this tikkul gemara that we see, that Shnai Moichzin could have a Shvur Deraisa. In the Reisha, Zoy Mekulashali, the Shvur Deraisa only would be because of the dinner of Hadoah Seidim, because of Anan Sa'adim, Aditof Sa'adi Dei. But in the Seif, Zoy Mekulashali, Zoy Mechetzishali, is a Poshtem Moide of Miksa Taina. He's chayve shvur the reise because of the parsha of Moedim and Mikzas. He should be chayve shvur the reise on his tain of chetzi shali. He's not making a shvur on the whole chetzi. He's only making a shvur on the revia. So on the second revia, we say, oyisha vayishalem. You have to pay. You have to give it up because it's not, because you didn't make a shvur. So why is he getting the whole other revia? He should only be getting chatzi of that revia. The Rajba and our sugya asks another kasha. In our Gemara state that the Gemara is learning the shvu of Shnai Moizin is a shvu doi reise. Because of our doas edim, zoi mekula shali, there's our doas edim on chetzya, that's mechayim your shvu doi reise. Frag the Rajba, there's a klal, kol nishboim shabat toira, nishboim veloi mishalmen. A shvu doi reise is only when somebody is muhzik in momen, and the shvu is coming to pat him from paying. But there's no such thing in the Torah of a nishba v'noitel. A shvur de reis on a nishba v'noitel, there's no such thing. Frag de rashba, shnai moichzim betalis means that together the both tfusim, the both mochzokim in the whole talis, each one has to be noitel from the other one. Each one that's taking half of the talis is being noitel from the other one. Because both the balidinim are tfusim in the whole talis. How could there be a shvur de reis on such a thing which is a nishba v'noitel? But a nishba v'noitel doesn't exist in the world of shvur d'oraisa. And the Rashba blib shvur with the kasha. The Rashba says, "Ein lechinami." The Gemara could have asked this kasha. Belav ochi, it's not lamaskona that our mission is shvur d'oraisa. But this is bemes a kasha that the Gemara would have had to ask. The hanoch of the Rashba's kasha is that shnai moichzim betalis means that both of the balidinim are considered tfusim and muhzokim in the entire talis. And we don't look at it like each one is muhzik in half of the talis. If we would look at it that each one is muhzik in half of the talis, the Rashba's kasha wouldn't have been shver, because each one is muhzik in his half, each one is walking away with the half that he's a muhzik in, so he's not a nishba v'noitel. Then he's a nishba v'loy mishalim. The Hanoch of the Rashba's kasha is that the Rashba understands with a pashtus, that the Rashba can ask this kasha, that Shnai Moichzim B'talis means that together they're both mochzokim in the whole talis, and each one who's taking chetzya is also being a noitel from the other oiches. The pashtus, in the Gemara that basis mufurish like that, the Gemara asks a kasha, Leimah masnisim de loike sumchis. The ike sumchis omar, Moment I'm mutu besofik cholkin beloy shvur, and our mission state the din of cholkin has to be with the shvur. Sumcha says, "Moment I'm mutu besofik cholkin beloy shvur." Zog the Gemara, elamai rabbonon, and loyter rabbonon. The Mishnah we would understand. Ha'amri amoytzi mechaveiroi olav harayin. What exactly is the kasha? There's different pirushim of the Rishonim. Rashi learns the kasha is that we shouldn't say achloiku bechlal, because they're both mechzokim. How could anybody take it away from the other one? Hamoitz mechaveri olavaraya. The Rashba learns the kasha, that the Gemara at this point held, that each one is mechzik in half of the talis, and each one is taking his half taka because of hamoitz mechaveri olavaraya. Frag the Gemara, the din of hamoitz mechaveri olavaraya is a din we have all over Shas, and that's never mechayev shvur. If I'm taking my half of the talis because I'm moitz mechayev elav haraya, that's not mechayev shvur. And for the Gemara, Haima yame b'shloimi rabbonon, hosam deloy tafsi tavayu amri rabbonon moitz mechayev elav haraya. Rabbonon say moitz mechayev haraya when we have one muchzik, the other one wants to be moitzi. We say moitz mechaveri olav haraya, and he doesn't have to make a shvur. Hocha de tavayu tafsi, but over here they're both tafsi. Palgilo b'shvur. Since they're both tafsi, they have to both make a shvur to take. Almost mefurish in the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying that tavayu tafsi lo means they're both together mechzokim in the whole talis, and because of that, nobody's being zoiche with hamoitzi mechaveri olav haraya. They're being zoiche because they're being cholkin on the talis, and they have to make a shvur. Why do they have to make a shvur? Zok Rashi, because it's mechusse geveiner. They're both mechzokim in the whole talis. The din of al moitzi mechaveri olav haraya, Dr. Rashi, we don't have. Ein kam moitzi mechaveri olav haraya. Because if they're both mechzokim the whole talis, neither one is considered a moitzi from the other one. We have to make a shvua because it's mechusse gevayne. You're taking away from somebody else. That's mechayev a shvua derabonon. That Gemara was learning was a shvua derabonon, not a shvua deraisa. Al koponim l'chol apirushim bein l'rashi bein l'rashba. The maskon of the Gemara is hoche tavayu tavsi. They're both together mechzokim in the whole talis, and I'm not taking my half with amoytz mechavel veraya. But I'm taking my half because the moment I'm mutl b'sofik cholkin, and then there's a mokum for a shvud. The rabbanon and the Gemara learned at that point because it's mechusse gevayner. But it seems to be very mefurish in the Gemara that tavayu tavsi, the both mechzokim in the whole thing. This is probably the mekori of the Rashba to ask his kasha over here that how could it be a tzati mechayev a shvud deraisa? But if each one, if together the mechzokim the whole talis, neither one is zoiche with the din of amoytzim chavel veraya, so I'm a nishba v'noitel. There's a Ramban in Davov that is megala to us a different sheet, a different havona, and what shnayim oichzim betalis is. We have to give a little bit of hakdoma. In the Gemara in Davov, there's a sugya talk for koyin mitziim biyode, ein mitziim biyode. The klal of that sugya is, if we have a sofik moment, and one of the balidinim are muchzik, one is a muchzik, and the din is a moitzim chavel v'raya. The other baldin comes and it's toifis. The toifis, the moment from the first muchzik. And now the second one is the muchzik. Do we say that the second one became the muchzik, so now a moitzim chavel v'raya? He tells the first one, I'm the muchzik. Well, we said that since the first one was originally the muchzik, the tvisa can't change the din of this moment. And that's a shail of talk for koin, mitzin miyodai, ein mitzin miyodai. The Yisrael is a muchzik in a sofik b'chor. It's a sofik if it's moment koin and moment Yisrael. The Yisrael is the muchzik, and we say amoytzim mechavel veraya. And if the koin is toif, we say what's the halacha? Lefi roiv rishoyin, including the Ramban, the maskor of the Gemara is talk for koin, moitzin miyodai. He has to give it back to the first muchzik. His tefisa doesn't help to change the psak din of this moment. This is one halacha that comes out in Sugin Davov. The second halacha the Ramban says in Davov, what would it be if I had a sofik momin without any muchzik? Ba'oifim with a din would be achloiku. Be a dro de moine, and the din would be achloiku. A sofik on momin without any muchzik, the din would be achloiku. After the psak din is achloiku, one of the bali dinim was toifis the momin, and now he became the muchzik. Had he been the muchzik originally, he would have said amoitzim chavel veraya. We pass him like the rabbonon, that we don't say achloiku when one is a muchzik. Over here, originally, neither one was a muchzik. It didn't was yachloiku. One of them came along and was toifis the moment, and now he became the muchzik. Does this tfisa change the psak that was chal of yachloiku? Zog der Ramban, over here the tfisa would help. Even though we paskin that talk for koin moitzien, a tfisa from a muchzik would not change the psak. But if there was no muchzik, and the psak didn't was yachloiku, then a tfisa could help to change the psak. This is kachishitas Ramban. This is the Akdome. The Gemara in Davov says, if you have a Shnayim Oichzim Betalis, and one of the two Balidinim went and then was toifisted from the other one. They were holding it together, and after we saw them both holding the Talis, we know the Psak Din is Yachloiku, and one of them pulled away the Talis from the other one, now he's the only Muchzik. What's the Halacha? Zog the Gemara, that if the one that was taken away from was Tzoveyach right away he protested, so he was not shoysik, there's no tzad of shtike koidor, then the din stays yachloiku. He has to give back half of the talis. His tfisa is not going to help that he should become the muchzik. Frek the Ramban, I don't understand. Shnayim moichzim betalis l'choyre means they're both equally muchzik. If they're both equally muchzik, neither one had a din of a muchzik. Tavayu tafsi. What din did this moment have? Yachloiku. This will be the same thing, l'choyer, as momin, which had no muchzik b'chlal. They're both muchzik in the talis. Neither one has a din of amoytzim chavel v'raya. That will be the same thing as nobody being muchzik. The din of this momin is yachloiku. Ramban was miyasid, that from a yachloiku helps a tfisa. So why b'shnayim moichzin doesn't help a tfisa? L'oshin Ramban in the kasha, v'im tishal, lo ma'omru talk for echa b'faneinu moitzino yisim yodeh. Why is that locha that when one of the shnayim moichzin grabs it from the other, is moitzin, we take it away from him, and we keep it in the din of yachloiku. V'aloi ein zeh muchzik yois mizeh. Neither one is muchzik more than the other. Chuvoscha, enfet Ramban. Harei omru kivon de tofis, anan sahad idmai de tofis dideyu. This is the Gemara Daf Gimel. Harei omru kivon de tofis, Anan sadi my tofes haidi deyu. V'kol echod ve'echod muhzik b'machtze shaloi yoyse mechaveri. Each one is b'emes muhzik in his half more than chaveri. Because each one is muhzik in his half more than chaveri, when chaveri is toifits from him, he has to give it back. The Rabban in the Kasha said, ein ze muhzik yoyse mize. So it's the equivalent as nobody being a muhzik with tfisa would help. And the Rabban said, no. V'baltez anan sadi my tofes haidi dey. Is kolechod muhzik machtze lo yoyse mechaveri. So this is like a talk for coin. This is like a tfisa from a muhzik. You have to give it back to a muhzik. L'choyre, the Ramban is changing the whole avon in Shlaim Oichzim Betalis. In the Kacha, the Ramban learned, Shlaim Oichzim Betalis, there's no din of amoyitzim mechaveri v'rai. They're both equal muhzokim. It's a din of yachloiku. And the Ramban in the Teretz is saying, no. Be'emes, kol echad muhzik machtze shelo yoyse mechaveiroi. And the din of shtam oichzim betalis yachloiku is the din of hamoitzi mechaveiroi olo v'raya. Now once Reuven has hamoitzi mechaveil v'raya in his chetzia, where he's muhzik yoyse mechaveiroi, when Shimon is toifis it, that's the loch of tokfekoi moitzi meyodoi, that when I'm toifis from somebody that already was a muhzik, I have to give it back. It would seem that the Ramban and the Kasha learned that shtam oichzim betalis means they're both muhzik equally, and there's no psak din of amoitzim mechaveil v'raya. It's a din of momen amuta b'sofek cholkin. And in Ramban's Teretz, he's saying, no, kolechon muhzik machshe lo yoyse mechaveiroi, and there's a psak of amoitzim mechaveil v'raya on each half of the talis, and that's why we make yachloiku. And that's why tfisa of the other one wouldn't help. How did Ramban learn the Gemara in Davbeis, hoche tavayu tafsi? The Gemara asks, elamai rabbonu na'amri amoitzim mechaveil v'raya. Which, Lafi the Rashba, the Kasha was, if each one is a muhzik on his half, so each one is zoicha al tzamoitzu chavel v'raya. There's no shvu in such a case. All over Shas, we have a moitzu chavel v'raya, there's no shvu. The Gemara says, no, it's tafsi tavayu. Because it's tafsi tavayu, neither one is a muhzik. You're being zoicha mitam, momen amuta besofik cholkin. You have to make a shvu. How did the Ramban do this Gemara, when the Ramban seems to say that that behemoth, each one is a muhzik in his half more than the other one. Void. We have in the Mishnah zoy mekulah sheli v'zoy mechetzi sheli. Zeh noiter shloisha chalokim, zeh noiter revir. Bishloim if the psak din is because of momen amuta besofik choylkim, the din of the Mishnah is very poshut. Over here, the momen amuta besofik is only half. The other half is no sofik on, they're both moid. The sofik is confined to one half of the talis. On that half we say, Momen Amuta Besofik Cholkin, each one takes the revir. The Fidur Ramban, that Shnayim Oichzim Betalis, each one is a Muhzik in half more than the other. So why is the din that Zeh Noita Shloisha Chalokim, Zeh Noita Revir? The one that's saying Chetzi Sheli is a Muhzik in half the Talis, L'choyre. He's a Shnayim Oichzim. His Tfisa is just as strong as the other one's Tfisa. If he's a muhzik and half the talis, he should take the whole chetzir. He's saying chetzir shali, and he's a muhzik and the whole chetzir. Hamoitzim chaveil v'raya. Why is he only getting a revia? Not only that, the Rishonim in the Mishnah say that when the one that says chetzir shali has really a migu, he could have said kula shali. Why is the one that says chetzir shali not named with a migu that he could have said kula shali? One of the roots of all the Rishonim bring is migu lohoitzi loyamrinon. I'm being moitzi from a muhzik. But if kolechon muhzik machzer lo yoyse mechaveroi, so why is it a migul hoitzi? If the one that's saying chetzi sheli is considered muhzik in half of the talis. If we ma'ayin the loshen Ramban, we bedaktik a little more, we'll be megale what the havon in this Ramban is. The loshen Ramban is not simply v'yesh loyma shekol echod muhzik b'machzer. The Loshen Ramban is, Tshuvoscha, Harei Omru, Anan Sahadi, Demai, Ditofes, Haidi, Deyu, Memele, Kol Echad Muhzik, B'machze, Shaloi, Yoyse, Mechaveri. Each one is a Muhzik in his half, more than the other one is Muhzik. Ramban doesn't say that the other one is not Muhzik in my half, Bechlal. The Ramban says that I am Muhzik in my half, more than the other one is Muhzik. What does that mean? Mimonavshach, if the other one has a tfis in the whole talis, and I have a tfis in the whole talis, so what's kiveya that I'm muhzik yoyse mechaveri in this half? Elamai, each one has a tfis and half the talis. So then the other one doesn't have a tfis and my half bechlal. No, the Ramban's mashma, that they both have a tfis and a whole talis. But for some reason, each one is muhzik in machzah shelo yoyseh mechaveri. What makes him muhzik in machzah shelo yoyseh mechaveri? The Ramban started off with Hagdome, Chuvoscha. Harei omru, anan sahadi, demai de tofes haidi deyu. Therefore, kolechon muhzik b'machzah shelo yoyseh mechaveri. What is this Hagdome doing for us? Anan sahadi, demai de tofes haidi deyu. We're being down the tfisa. We want to know how to look at the tfisa of shnai moichzin. Are they both muhzik together in the whole talis? Or each one's muhzik in half? What is the Hagdome, anan sahadi, demai de tofes haidi deyu? We could think that the Rambam means something else totally. That maybe the reason why Bashnamoich is a metallic to make Yachloiku is because of Anan Sahadi, Maide Tofes Haidi Deyu. Not because Momen Amuta Besof Akhoilkin, not because Amoitzim Chavel Veraya. A third reason, Anan Sahadi, the Maide Tofes Haidi Deyu. But that's not what the Rambam, that's not how the Rambam finishes off. Hare Omri Maide Tofes Haidi Deyu. If the Rambam meant to say that each one takes half of the talis b'toyres vaday, because the Anan Sahadi that half is his, he wouldn't have had to end off and kolechud muzik machshelo yoyse mechaveri. He would have said each one has edim that half is his. It seems from the Rambam very clear that the Anan Sahadi ma'atofes haidi deyu is not the reason why we make yachloiku. This Anan Sahadi does not have the koyach to paskin the mumin, and each one should take half. This Anan Sahadi is mentioned in the Gemara one time. Jos b'nigeya, the din of Hadoas Eidim. That there's Anan Sahadi to mechaye v'shua deraisa, there's a Hadoas Eidim. But me'eze tam sheyeh, this Anan Sahadi is not the koyach that's paskening the sofik mumin of Shnai Moichzin. What's paskening the mumin of Shnai Moichzin is either mumin amuta b'sofik choylkin, which the Ramban learned in the Kasha like that, and the Ramban asked, should help. And the Ramban answers, no, what's paskening the din of Yachloik was called Echod Murzik Machshilois Mechaveri. So what did the Ramban give us with this Hagdom of Anan Sahadi? It seems like the Pshat in the Ramban is like this. Avad the Ramban in the Kasha told us that Shnai Moichzin B'Talis means they're both tfusim together in the whole Talis. And that's Mefurish in the Gemara, and Av Beis Amud Beis, Tavayu Tafsi. Both of the Oichsin are considered Tfusim in the entire Talis. But each one of these Oichsin has an Anan Sahadi, Demai Detofis Haidi Deyu. Hainu Palge, Rashi says. What does that mean? There is a Klal, Achzuki Inish Began Viloy Marzakinon. Each one of these people holding the Talis. Achzuki Inish Began Viloy Marzakinon. Anan Sahadi, each one has a chelik in the talis. A chelik. How much does he have in the talis? He has a chelik in the talis. Each one says, Kula Shali, our svora had to be marzik, the stomach of this moment. How should we assume is the Anan Sahadi? Each one has half. Anan Sahadi, my tofes haidi day means that because the svora of Achzukish began the Machzukinon, we know that each one owns part of the talis, and if each one's claiming the whole talis, the assumption is that each one owns half. Again, this Anan Sahadi is not enough of a reason to pask in the sofik moment. This Anan Sahadi is only used in Gemara to be Adoas Eidin to Mechayev Shvua. The Ramban used it for something else. The Ramban used it for this. Harei omru ma'ay tofes haidi deyu. Each one has an Anan Sahadi, half is his. That's not what gives in the moment. But that is goyrim, that each one in his machtze has an alimus, a chashivus, a chizuk in his muhzokis. They're really both tfusim in the whole talis. But each one has an Anan Sahadi, that half the talis is his. This Anan Sahadi strengthens his muhzokis, his mechazik, his ma'alim, gives chashivis to his muhzokis in half. This is mamish the words of the Ramban. Chuvoscha, harei omru anan sadi demaye tofes haidi deyu. Memele, kol echod muhzik b'machze shelo yoyse mechaveiroi. The avadere both tfusim in the whole talis. But when my muhzokis has a toisefis chizuk of anan sadi, that is mechazik my muhzokis. If that's mechazik my muhzokis, I could say in my half, hamoytzim chaveri alavaraya, and the The Baldin Shekinegdi could tell me I'm Moitzim Chalevarai in his app. Because each one has the Alim is the Toysefes Chizuk of Anan Sahadi, which is Mechazik, is Mechzok, is to give him a dinner of Moitzim Chalevarai. And this is how the Ramban would learn the Gemara and the base. Elamai Rabbonon, Ha'amri Amoitzim Chalevarai Olevarai. The Gemara and the Kash is asking, where the Rajbi explains, that the Gemara and the Kasha learned that each one is muhzik and half the talis. It's command the nechlik edomi. If each one's muhzik and half the talis, so why do we have to make a shvur? And for the Gemara, it's tavai utafsi. They're both tfusim in the whole talis. Even though the Ramban says kolechad muhzik b'machtzish lo yoysim echaveiroi, and that's the reason why I'm being zoich in the talis, because I'm a muhzik and half the talis. But it's tavai utafsi. The other baldin also has a tfisa in my half. That's a reason why I'm chayv a shvur de rabbonon. The Gemara at that point was learning to shvur de rabbonon, like Rashi says, the shvur is because it's mechusse gevayne. I have to take it out of the other one, even though I'm more of a muhzik than him. And midai raisa, I wouldn't have to make a shvur. I'm the muhzik, but midai rabbonon, we mechayv me a shvur because I'm taking it out from the other one. The mission of zeoy mechule sheli, zeoy mechetzi sheli. We didn't understand the Mishnah Ladas Ramban. Why is the one that's saying Chetzili only getting a revir? L'choyre. If the Ramban looks at the Shnai Moichzin as a Mugzokis, each one has half, so why shouldn't I get the whole Chetzi Shali? I'm claiming Chetzi Shali, and I have a Mugzokis in the whole Chetzi. The Teretz is, Mitzad the Mugzokis, they both have Mugzokis in the whole Talis. We have to go be done now what Anan Sahadi tells us. Because Anan Sahadi is going to be Koiveya, the chashivis, the alimis of each one's muhzakis. When we see a talis that two people are holding it, there's no direct in Ansadi how much each one has. Achzuki Ish Begav Lemachzakinan says, each one has a chelik in the talis. If they're both saying kula shali, then the svara is, we assume, chetzye chetzye. That's how we're machzik this talis. But if one is saying kula shali and one is saying chetzye shali, so half the talis is not negay. There's no suffix on half. The toin v'nitin, the machloikis is on the other half. And they both have an ansadi on this talis that they have a chaylik. So then the ansadi becomes that each one has a revia. Besides for the other half, that for sure belongs to the one that says kulashali. But the way we kaveh the ansadi on this talis is that each one has a revia. So how do we see the mochzokis now? Tashnai moichzin. They're both holding the whole talis. Now, each one has an Anan Sadi that the revir of this chetzi is his. So again, kol echod murzik berevia yoysem echaveirik. Because the kviyas of the chshivas of the murzokis is how much we have the Anan Sadi. And since the Anan Sadi each one has is on a revia, so each one is a murzik berevia shelo yoysem echaveirik. That's why the one that says chetzili is only getting a revia. Because he's a murzik yoysem echaveirik in one revia. Because that's where he has the Anan Sadi, and the other Baldin is a Mugzik Yosef from him in the other Revia. Is the din is Zenoit Shloisha Chalok of Zenoit Revia. And that's why it's even a Migul Hoitzi. The one that says Chetia Shali has a Migul, he could have said Kula Shali. But it's a Migul Hoitzi, because the other Baldin is Mugzik Yosef Mimenu in the second Revia. And if he wants to come with a Migul to be Nemar in the second Revia, that's called a Migul Hoitzi. The Klal HaDvarim is, we're coming out with two shittas in the Rishonim, in the Yisodev Shnai Moichzim. The shittas HaRashba is that Be'emes, both of the Shnai Moichzim are Muzik B'shove in the whole Talis. The Anan Sahadi is Bechlal not influencing how we're seeing the Muzokis. And the Din is, Momen HaMutah B'sofik Cholken. The Ramban says, Kol echod murzik machshei loyse mechaveri, and the psak din of yachloiku is because each one has an alimus and murzokis in half. The Rashba asked the kasha, how could it be a tzad that there's a shvur deraisa by shnai moichzin? How could it be a shvur deraisa? Kol shboim shabatoyer and shboim veloy mishalmin. And if they're both murzokim equally in the whole talis, so when I take chetzye, I'm being neutral from the other one. I'm a murzik, but he's also a murzik. So I'm not a nishba v'loy mishalim, I'm a nishba v'noitu. L'shitas ha-Ramban, the kashim a Yosef. Because be'em is kolechem murzik b'machtze shelo yoysem echaveiroi. I am a stronger muchzik than him. And I'm being zoich in the talis with the din of amoitzi mechaveiroi olav haraya. That's not considered a nishba v'noito, even though the other one has some madreig of muchzokis. But the ikir is kolanesh boim shebatoire, the chiv shvua was said on somebody that's being zoichem mitam muchzik, mitam amoitzi mechaveiroi varaya. As long as kolechon muchzik b'machz shelo yoisi mechaveiroi, I'm being zoich in this moment mitam muchzik. If I'm being zoich mitam muchzik, on eretz shayecha shvua d'oraisa. That's considered nishboin v'loy mishalmin. The din of shvua d'oraisa was given to be mechazik the schiyah of amoitzi mechaveiroi olav haraya. Lefizeh, we have a gewaldic teretz in the Kivega's kasha. Kivega asked the kasha, if it's shayecha shvua d'oraisa by shnayim moichzin, by zoi mekulish v'zoi mechetzishali, the one that says chetzishali is chayv shvua d'oraisa because he's poshta moide mikzas. The other one was teveach kulishali, he's moide, half is yours and half is mine. He's a regular moide mikzas. He's chayv shvua d'oraisa on the whole chetzia. Lamaisa, he only makes a shvua in the revia. If he only makes a shvua in the revia, on the other revia, which he didn't make a shvua, he's mechuyiv to give it to the other one because of the halacha of oyish of oyish aleim. If I'm chayv a shvua d'oraisa and I don't make the shvua d'oraisa, I have to pay the mumen. Once I have to pay the mumen, the second revia b'toyres vaday al the halacha of oyish of oyish aleim. So now the sofik is confined to the first revia. Is the din shabbi yachloik on the first revia? This Rabbi Kivega's kasha. But lefi what we're saying now, the kasha is miyushev gevaldik. Kol anishboim shebatoyer nishboim veloy mishalmen. Midoraisa, there is no such thing as a nishba v'noitel. This that the Gemara could have it sad, that the shvua doiraisa by Yashnai Moichzin is only shayich on the chaylik that I'm muchzik yoyse mechaveir. But on the chaylik that he's muchzik more than me, there can't be a shvua doiraisa. When did the Gemara have it sad as a shvua doiraisa by Yashnai Moichzin? Zoy mekulashali. Each one is muchzik b'machze shelo yoyse mechaveiroi. So I'm chay v'shvua d'oraisa on my whole machze. Zoy mekulash zoy mechetzi shali. Lefid Ramban, how do we look at it? Kol echad muchzik b'reviya yoyse mechaveiroi. The other half is out of the din Torah. Kol echad muchzik b'reviya yoyse mechaveiroi. I'm a moide b'miktsas. You were teveya mekulashali. I said chetzi shali. I can't become chayv shvua d'oraisa on the whole chetzia, because on the second revia I'm not a muzik. You're the muzik. I would be a noitel to take that. When kolan nishboim shabatayr nishboim veloy mishalmin, to be a nishba v'noitel, there can't be a shvua d'oraisa. Is in the Gemara we're talking about zay mekulish zemechetz shali over there? There could be a shvua d'oraisa because my shvua is to hold on to the half that I'm muzik more than you. Zay mekulish zemechetz shali. I could be chayv shvua d'oraisa on a revia, because on that revia I'm a muchzik yoyse mechaveiroi. So that's a shvua d'oraisa to hold on to what I'm muchzikin. But to become chayv shvua d'oraisa on the second revia, that would be a nishba v'noitel. That would be a nishba v'noitel, because you are muchzik more than me. And that can't be a shvua d'oraisa. There's a teretz b'kivegas kasha. Zeh mekulish zeh mechetzeli is a moide v'miktsas. But he can't become chayv shvua d'oraisa on the second revia, only on the first revia. The first revia he makes a shvua, but in the second revia he can't become chayv shvua d'oraisa. We messiah with a shtickel from a shmuz from the Zayde Reb David Zichron Levracha. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek L'Olam Habo. Besides for very few people in the whole history of Klal Yisrael who didn't have a Chelek L'Olam Habo, and the Mishnah lists very, very few people. One of these people is Doig HaDoimi. Doig HaDoimi. Let's learn up a little bit the sugya of Doig HaDoimi. Who is this person that fell to a madreg of Ein L'Chelek L'Olam Habo? Doig HaDoimi was from the Gedolei Ador in his Tkufa. Godel Batoira. The pastor calls him Avir Haroyim. Avir Haroyim means he was Av Bezin. He was called Doig HaAdoimi because everybody was embarrassed to speak to Malerni because they felt so bottle from him. Doig HaAdoimi was a Gibor Batoira, the Gemara says, from the Gedolei Yisrael. How did this Doig Adoimi become Ein Lechelik Oim Abo? Doig Adoimi developed a sin to David HaMelech in the times of Shaul, and he became a soindi of David HaMelech. He was roid of David HaMelech. Ad kedei kach, that David HaMelech was being chased by Shaul. Shaul considered him a moed b'malchus, and David HaMelech came to Noivir HaKoyanim, and he needed something to eat. It was a pekuach nefesh, and he asked the Kohen Gadol to give him something to eat. And he told the Kohen Gadol, I'm on a shlichus from Shaul. He didn't tell him he was running away from Shaul. And the Kohen Gadol gave him from the lechem upon him to eat. There was nothing else. It was pekuach nefesh. Doig Adoimi was then in the oil moyed, netzal lefnei Hashem. He was being oisik b'toyer, and he saw what happened. And he went back to Shaul, and he told him that the people of Noivir HaKoyanim, the Kohen Gadol and the Kehanim, they're on the side of David. And they're all moedim b'malchus, they all achayiv misa. Shaul HaMelech told his avodim to go kill Noiv. They all refused. How could we kill the Kohanim of Hashem? Doig Adoimi himself went, and he killed out 85 Kohanim, which were all Ru'uyim, Lias, Kohanim, Gedoilim, besides for the whole, all the Kohanim of Noiv, Kohanim. Doig Adoimi, who was the God Lador, and somehow he came up with a cheshbin that it must be a mitzvah. It must be a chiv to kill out all the Noivir HaKoyanim, and it must be a mitzvah to fight and oppose David. He was out to prevent the whole kiyum of Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David is the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael, Mashiach ben David, and Doig Adoimi wanted to be oiker all of this. Ein lechelek oil mabo. How did this happen to this Doig Adoimi, this gibor godol batoira? How did this happen to him? This Tuma Mori Chazal, the Remegala, why he developed such a sin in David HaMelech. The Gemara Masechta Zvachim. The Gemara tells us that Shmuel with David, with all the Gedolei Yisrael, were being oisik in a difficult sugya. Where is the Mokma HaMikdash? Where are we supposed to build the Beis HaMikdash? And David HaMelech came with a drosha, and he was mevarer exactly where the Mokma HaMikdash should be. V'neskane boy Doig had a kinu. David HaMelech was the one, he wasn't the Melech yet, David is the one that came up with the birur. He was mevara the sugya, the halacha, where the mokam mikdash should be. Niskana boy doy gadoimi. This is a gemara in Zvachim. The Yerushalmi tells another story. David is one sitting, and people from Klal Yisrael came to ask him a shayla la halacha. Lechem aponim, doyche Shabbos or not doyche Shabbos? And David paskin the shayla. Doig was sitting there and he said, mi uzeh that could paskin halacha in front of me? I'm the God Lador. I'm the Av Bezdin. David is not as big as me in Torah. And that's like a Moira Alocha B'fnei Rabbi that he should paskin in front of me. And Doig developed because of that sin of David. Two Gemoras. One Gemara he had a kin on David. Another Gemara that he felt that David was Pegeya. David slighted his covet. Because of this Pegam in Midas, it seems like this Doig Adoimi, this God Lador, had a Pegam in Midas. Kine, Ba'atayi, Ve'akovid, Mitzines, Odom, and Oilom. And because of that, Kipshutoi, Doig Ha'adoimi, developed the sin of David HaMelech, Ad Kibekach, that he was the one to kill Ad Noivir HaKoinim, and he lost his Chelik in Oilom Abba. In the Shari Kedusha from Reb Chaim Vital, he tells us that the Torah has Tariag Mitzvahs, and we don't find any Mitzvahs Meforosh in the Torah about Midas Toivis. There's a mitzvah of Alachta Bedrochav, a general mitzvah, but we don't have a specific mitzvah in each one of the Midas Toivis. Chaim Vital tells us, Midas Toivis is Kodmet to the Torah. Midas Toivis is the Yesoid of the Torah. All the mitzvahs, all of the Torah is a binyan, and the binyan has to stand on a foundation. And the foundation, the Yesoid, is Midas Toivis. Just like when a person builds a binyan, the higher the building would be, and the bigger the building would be, would need to have a stronger foundation. And if there's a small crack, and if there will be even a minute flaw in this foundation, that could be goyim, rachmona litzlon, that the whole binyan could fall down. Rachmona litzlon, we saw such a meiser not long ago. A small flaw in the foundation, the whole binyan could crumble in 1 second. Doig Adoimi was a godol b'toyer. It was a goyin adir. And he was Mustama a chosid, and he was Mustama a big Baal Maisim Toivim. He was the Av Bezin. But Doig Adoimi, the Gemara tells us, Tino Hoye Beliboy. There was something deep in his heart that wasn't right. there was Midas Rois deep in his heart, and his whole entire Torah was built on this Midas Rois. There was a crack in his foundation. And when David touched one of those Midas, it was Kinna, it was his COVID, and the whole building started crumbling down. Rachmona Litzlon, until it's Ein Lechelik El Mabo. The Zayde finishes the Shmuz with this Loshin. Im Kein Achai Vereyai. Harei Boru Lonu, we have to put tremendous effort into developing Midas Toivis. Lisnaik b'derech eretz ubenimus. Levroyach mi Midas Rois. To flee from not good Midas. Kemoi mina eish, like from a fire. Velirois ulesakin oisom. Velavoid b'chol koicheinu. Vefshoreseinu. Lizdamois laboire yizboach shemoi b'chol puloisil midoisom. Yazreinu Hashem, Hashem shall help us. V'yizakeinu liyois min ashovim v'doimim loy. We should be similar to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lachta bedrocho. The Rebbeinu Shem Zeracho Mechanun. V'chol yimei chayenu liyois chavukim udvukim boy. Amen, ken yirotzen.